Welcome back to The Daily Dose. My name is Taylor Osborne. I get to be one of the pastors out here at the Fallbrook campus. Today, we are continuing in our series on freedom. Have you ever been witness to something really unlikely? Not something bizarre, something that seemed impossible. Recently, at our high school winter camp, we were in need of a little bit of a miracle. After having our camp cook cancel on us and switching our worship pastor at the last second, and then traveling in colder conditions than we planned on, we finally got the students down the hill, this muddy switchback road, safely. But after about the sixth car making it through, the mud mixed with the ice and it created these deep trenches that made it impossible to leave. Normally, that would be the next day's problem, but unfortunately, because we had no camp cook, we really needed to pick up pizza for the students. So we tried everything we could think of. We tried a truck, we tried a van, we tried a van with chains, we tried a different van, we tried every angle that we could think of to get these cars up past this mud trench so that we could pick up these pizzas. And after about an hour of trying, we felt like we had exhausted all of our sensible options. And one of our leaders thought, I'm gonna try my personal vehicle, which was a Toyota Corolla. So we all laughed. Until that Toyota Corolla made it past the muddy trench that none of the rest of the vehicles could. And it reminded me that just because something is not sensible does not mean it is not possible. And today we're gonna focus on a passage in Luke where Jesus does something that is definitely not possible according to what we consider to be sensible. We're in Luke 5, this is verse 18. It says, some men came carrying a paralyzed man on a mat and tried to take him into the house and lay him before Jesus. When they could not find a way to do this because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and lowered him on his mat through the tiles into the middle of the crowd right in front of Jesus. When Jesus saw their faith, he said, friend, your sins are forgiven. The Pharisees and the teachers of the law began thinking to themselves, who is this fellow who speaks blasphemy? Who can forgive sins but God alone? Jesus knew what they were thinking and asked, why are you thinking these things in your heart? Which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven, or to say, get up and walk? But I want you to know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins. So he said to the paralyzed man, I tell you, get up, take your mat, and go home. Immediately, he stood up in front of them, took what he had been lying on, and went home praising God. Everyone was amazed and gave praise to God. They were filled with awe and said, we have seen remarkable things today. By faith, a man was completely healed. And I don't know how many times you've heard this story, but don't let it be lost on you that by faith, a man was completely healed. He went from needing to be carried to standing up and walking, completely forgiven of his sins. And the title of this story is Jesus forgives and he heals. Which do you need to hear today? Your sins are forgiven or you have been healed? Thankfully for us, our God is healer and forgiver. He does both of these things, no matter how unlikely the circumstances, no matter how unsensible the person, he forgives and he heals. And we find freedom in that we have been forgiven. And we find hope in that he has healed before and he can do it again. No matter your sin, your ailment, your pain, he restores both our shame and our pain. He is rescuer and he is healer. Might we walk in the freedom today that we once needed carrying, but now we stand completely forgiven of our sins. Have a great day, North Coast.